Hello. Welcome back to the show. It's me, Blair. I know it's been a very long time since I've been on here. And I know I had told everybody I was going to take a little break, and then it ended up being a very long break. So let me backtrack a little bit and kind of update you guys a little bit of like what actually led to such a large break if you kind of missed the memo on this. So last, what, springish? So we're in summer of 2023. Last spring, like end of spring before summer of last year of 2022, I was not feeling so great health-wise. And I recognized that I really needed to pause things, like really actually pause things. And I needed to go see a specialist to have the explant that I had originally had done in July of 2020. That explant had been done incorrectly, and it ended up making me very, very sick. And I needed to get it corrected by a specialist. So I ended up just kind of pausing everything. I stopped taking one-on-one clients. I wrapped up my last round of the Heal Method, and I paused recording for the podcast. And my intention was I'm going to go see the specialist, which I had to fly several states to go see her. She's in Cleveland, and I'm going to go have the surgery done. And then I was going to take the summer of 2022 and really rest and recuperate and get back into work after, like maybe August, September of that year. And that's not exactly what happened, obviously, because here we are, August of 2023, a whole year later of when I really thought I was going to be back to recording, right? So what actually happened? So essentially, like I said, I went to Cleveland, had my surgery done, and let me just say, holy moly, was it like night and day difference after I had my surgery with her. So, I'm not going to go all into the specifics of the surgery. Like that could literally be a whole other episode. And I will actually link in the episode show notes below if you want to learn more even about breast implant illness. I had a specialist come on, and we talked a lot about this at length. So I'll list that below, and I'll probably share even more information about like my journey and what to look out for and what to, be aware of when you're looking for surgeons, things like that. But just know that like going that literally just changed everything for me. Now, granted, if you've been following along, you know that I've continued to have some health issues, and I've been having these like flare-ups of health problems. And I'm currently working with a specialist right now, and we really narrow down what the issue has been. I've been dealing with chronic EBV, which that was another topic that we discussed. Again, I will link the show notes for that episode when we're talking about EBV. And what that actually all entails. Again, that could be a whole nother episode that I'm not going to dig into. But just know that right now, like I'm feeling a lot better. I'm getting really good care right now, and I'm seeing improvements. And I'm really excited to really be working even more. I've been slowly adding more and more things in, and I really feel like this is the next step, is getting the podcast regoing again. So, anywho, I'm recovering from surgery, and my husband, like the end of July of last year, got word that he had a really amazing opportunity pop up for him to be transferred within the company that he's working for currently. But we would be moving from Washington State down to Arizona State. And so we were really excited about as a family. This was something we really were wanting to do. But with that came a lot of shifts, a lot of changes, and a lot of things we had to do very rapidly. We were very blessed with a move package with his company, which took a lot of stress off of our plates, but we also needed to get the house quickly put on the market. There was just a lot of moving pieces. So last August, it was just like things were just going at rapid speed. And every single day we were just, it's kind of a blur. And I can't even believe we got through that. Really blessed that I had had my surgery when I did, because I looked at my husband. I was like, I don't know how we would have done any of this. Because I mean, just like in a couple months prior to that, like I could barely even get out of bed and lift my head off the pillow. Like that's how sick I was. to then literally spending entire days painting and packing and organizing. And it was, again, a blur. So then we got the house ready and put it on the market. And then we ended up moving in with my in-laws because it's just easier. It was easier for us to do it that way, because if anybody knows, like when you put your house on the market, you're going to have showings and you got to keep your house like super clean and, you know, trying to keep a house super clean with two big dogs at hair. And I was like, this is going to be like a nightmare for me. So we just ended up moving out. And then we moved the first week of October. The movers came, got us down to Arizona, and we moved into our new house in the middle of October. And then, you know, it's all of the things, right? It's getting our youngest integrated into school. We had some things pop up with him and his health and his specific needs. And we needed to really, like, you know, I needed to focus a lot on him. And then there, like I said, I was having these funky flare-ups that I couldn't really pinpoint what was going on. And so I just continued to kind of just, I'll put things on the back burner in my business and just focused on my family, focusing on myself, making sure that we were kind of getting all of our needs met. Also during this time, I've shared quite openly that I was really also working on myself in terms of like my disordered eating patterns, my body dysmorphia. These were things that really had been triggered originally when I very first had my explant. And so I was in therapy. I was really working hard on myself and just, you know, addressing certain traumas that I knew were there, but I never allowed myself to really fully be that honest with myself. On top of just really exploring deeper layers within my childhood and just really taking time to take care of myself on like all levels. And then at the beginning of this year, I was ready to really just start reinvesting in my craft, right? It was, how can I be a better facilitator? How can I be a better coach? How can I be better at what I do? How can I better serve my clients? How can I better help hold space, not just for them, but for myself? How can I, you know, take the things that I'm learning and how can I, you know, implement that more in my business? How can I just continue to be better in all facets, right? And so that, you know, I was pouring not only just in my own therapy and my own work, that's when I started really pouring into, like I said, into my skill sets, my training, all of those things. So I spent the better part of this year, and I'm still currently right now in different certifications in nervous system regulation work, somatics. I'm really pouring myself into just expanding myself more into these subjects, things that I've, you know, been doing with clients for years, things I've been doing with myself for years. But I just wanted to, again, just up level, take it to the next level and really just get certified in a lot of these areas. Because for me, ethically, like I feel like that's super important to me when I'm working with my clients, that I ensure that I'm doing things in a trauma-informed way and I'm making sure that they're getting the support that they need. Because if it's one thing that I don't want happening to other people is what happened to me. I had trauma and things happened to me over the last several years from women I trusted, mentors I've trusted, people that I really thought had my best interest at heart and instead really were manipulating me, re-traumatizing me. And it was not healthy. And so I had to really unpack a lot of those things. And so for me, as a coach, honoring and knowing what I do for work, I wanted be the best that I can be, right? We're all a work in progress. We all have our own stuff. And I know that I can always, you know, learn more and grow more. So that's where I've been. I've been deep learning mode, deep healing mode. And, you know, I've been taking on clients again. So I've just been working kind of behind the scenes with several clients right now. And I have tons of ideas of things that are going to be coming. Like, you have no idea the amount of things I'm going to be doing. I've been, you know, more soul flow classes, either online and in person, retreats, immersions, workshops, collaborative, opportunities with other facilitators in my area. It's a lot of things are happening very quickly. And I'm also just coming off the back end of a facilitator retreat training experience that I was just in with my mentor in San Diego. So again, there is lots to come on top of the fact that I probably have like, I do have 36 planned guests already in the, for the podcast that I've yet to start recording for. That's just guests. You guys, you don't even understand the amount of ideas that I have. So I have like 36 topics of guests that I want to have on the show and go over things. I have more ideas and topics. Like there's so much I want to share with you guys and I'm just biting at the chomp. So I figured, you know what? I just need to get on here. I need to record kind of an update, kind of like where I'm at, where I've been and kind of where we're going. I think there's going to be some more shifts to come in terms of like the podcast itself, maybe a change in the name, and kind of like the direction that we're headed. It's not going to be more different than I've been, but I think we're just going to lean in more into a lot of these topics that we've been talking about. And yeah, I'm so excited. I'm excited to be back on here. And I really, truly also want to just thank all of you, all of these, some of you, I don't even know how to like put into words the amount of love, and support and just feel like I'm not even going to make sense with this, but it's just like, I appreciate all of the love and the support and the women who've reached out to me and just told me how much they missed the podcast, how much they love the podcast, how supportive it's been for them over the years. And they couldn't wait for me to get back to recording. So I just thank you and honoring the fact that, you know, my life kind of got flipped completely upside down and a lot of things shifted and changed that were, you know, I had not anticipated were going to happen. And I just thank you again for all the love and the support and the kind messages. But moving forward, if there are topics, ideas, anything that you want me to expand on, talk about, you know, whatever the case may be, my DMs are always open. Instagram is kind of the area that I probably resonate the, like I work the most in terms of when I'm creating content and like connecting with you guys, especially in my stories. So be sure to be over there and have your alerts turned on for the stories on my personal page. And you can DM me on there whenever you want. If you have questions, anything of any kind. And then, yeah, the podcast is the other area that I absolutely love connecting with you guys. So I am pumped. I'm excited to be back over here. And I really, truly look forward to having more conversations and talking with you guys here in the very near future. And yeah, I just love you guys. And we're going to chat again here real soon.